or sparking her?
Something. I've seen them do that, but they go there for more than just courting, I hate to tell you.
What does courting mean?
I don't know, it's got so many things we they call them now, I wouldn't hardly know.
What did people used to say back in your day, when you were young?
Oh, they're sparking.
And he would be called her
boyfriend.
And she'd be his
girlfriend.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been
kissing and hugging her.
And when the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say she...
Which one? How come?
When she won't let him come over to see her anymore, you'd say she... Did what to him? She...
Well, she done dropped him.
Okay. And he asked her to marry him, but she...
She refused.
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she... Did what?
Broke it up.
But if she didn't break it up, you'd say they went ahead and got...
Got married.
Any joking ways of saying got married?
Well, not that I know of. They could have went on to Gill and told it to get married. That's the biggest of them do.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom, he's called a...
I don't know how that... I know too much about them. I do know I've heard of a man. Time he married a girl, he walked right out the door and gone. Never hear of him anymore. Never even seen
him. Who all do they have at a wedding besides the bride and groom? Who else participates in the wedding?
The bride and the groom, the rice girl, I don't know if there's three or four of them in there, but I don't know what to call them.
Do you ever hear of groomsman or best man?
Yeah, the best man. There's three or four of them, but I can't think of them now.
Do you remember hearing about a long time ago if people in the community would get married, other people would come around their house at night and make a lot of noise, maybe beat on pans or fire off rifles?
Yeah, and throw rice all on them.
What's that called when they do that?
Best I know, I never did know what they called that.
Did you ever hear of a serenade or a chivalry?
Chivalry.
Uh-huh.
Never did hear.
How would you use the words up or down or over talking about location? Like you'd say, last week I saw him, what,
over
down?
Over there.
Uh-huh. Or say, I saw him, what, Dallas?
Down now.
Uh-huh.
Over yonder somewhere.
Would you say over to Dallas or down in Dallas? Or?
I'd have to say over to Dallas because it's not down here, it's over to Dallas.
Uh-huh. Where would you say down about?
Well, when it's over in a low part of the country, down or down yonder somewhere, down below you.
Mm-hmm. But
over this way, it's more lower back east than it is.